They say our habits are formed while we are young. For example, favorite products and brands we buy and use. I like to think I'm open to trying something new, but I have to admit I normally default to a brand I've used and trusted over the years. I read in Maclean's a story called A Patriot's Guide to Shopping During a Canada-U.S. Trade War. In light of the widening trade war between Canada and the United States and the broadsides Donald Trump keeps taking against our country, they compiled a list of products we can support at the expense of their American counterparts. I don't know how many of us will actually do this, or what effect, if any, it will have, other than making us feel good that we've hit back in a small way. For example, there's ketchup. 4 years ago, Heinz decided to move its operations from Ontario to Ohio, which made Canadian Patriots switch to French's ketchup because they promised to use Leamington, Ontario tomatoes. If you still use Heinz, you're going to now pay more thanks to the new tariffs. American-made whiskey will also have a tariff as of Sunday. However, we make the best-rated rye whiskey in the world close by in Gimli, Manitoba, so bourbon lovers may want to try it out. If you like orange juice but want to boycott Florida, well, we manufacture a well-known brand in Ontario, so you can still get your OJ kick. Chocolate, licorice, and other American-made treats are on the tariff list, but no sweat. We have multiple homegrown options to satisfy your sweet tooth. There are more products, such as toilet paper. But have no fear of sitting there with an empty roll and no spares. You can still stock up on major brands that are made in Canada. The key is to pay attention to the labels when shopping. Go Canada, go! That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.
Coffee Talk scripts and audio are available at cjwwradio.com.